This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, June 28, 2017. I'm Seymourie Ainsborough. Teachers and their labour unions are crucial to the development of respect for democracy, citizenship, and basic human rights. That is one of the conclusions reached by a major conference on the future of citizenship and human rights education in Europe. The conference, held recently, was organized by the Council of Europe, which promotes democracy and human rights. One of the labor leaders who spoke at the conference was Haldis Holst, a Deputy General Secretary of Education International. EI is the global union federation for teachers and other education workers with 32 million members in 170 countries. Ms. Holst was interviewed by a Council of Europe communications officer and asked about the role of labor unions in promoting democracy and citizenship.
I come from the union world. The union world in the education sector has a background of very much being the, having had the dual purposes, sort of the bread and butter issues, but also the professional issues. So in many countries, the trade unions in the education sector are also the professional room where you can seek support that also give professional development. Some of the unions have the best professional development programs in the countries, and they've traditionally done this. This is part of why we have a very high degree of unionization, because everyone needs a collective to go into, to get support, to get that little push forward. We can do it. Human rights have always been at the core of education. You can even go back to 50 years, 1966, where we adopted the ILO UNESCO recommendation on the status of teacher. Sounds very good. It's the only profession that has a UN-based recommendation.
And why was that needed? Because they saw
educators or teachers as very important of building societies. And in that recommendation, you even say that part of the purpose of the profession is to be part of developing human rights and do human rights education.
We're talking about citizenship and human rights education today. Why is that a subject that interests you?
Well, first and foremost, because I'm a teacher. And this is at the core, I think, of why I became a teacher and also of my training. It's about being able to educate children to be able to live together and to function in a society. So it's about living together. And to be able to do that, you have to respect your neighbor. You have to respect your classmate. And from respect, you're very close to that you respect their rights.
And when we talk about respect, what do we actually mean by that?
Well, I think it means that you give that person a space to be who they are, as long as that doesn't violate others. Mm-hmm. It means that you don't necessarily mirror others by yourself, and that's the basis that you evaluate them on.
So you
on.
Don't have to have a complete agreement with them. You don't have to see everything the way they see it.
No, definitely not. I think that's part of acknowledging a democracy, is acknowledging that people have different views on things, they have different ways they live their life. But through a democracy, we respect each other and we learn a way of living together.
Is it a question of priorities as well? Presumably curricula in individual member states, countries will have their own priorities. It might be maths or it might be science.
Definitely. And I think you'll see here that countries have different histories. And through history, the emphasis has, you know, differed a bit. And some have purposes, very broad, holistic purposes of education, that is about educating the whole human being, not just educating the future worker, or not just sort of delivering a math exam or a literary paper or whatever, but it's also about your empowerment, if you can put it in that respect, of the individual for their own sake, but also for society. Well, other countries have a tradition of doing this more narrowly and perhaps having a division of responsibilities. Now, I come from a background in Norway where we've had a very broad aim and purpose and goal of the education system. So this has been part of me as a student when I trained to become a teacher and when I was a teacher. That we have a framework curriculum. Of course, we have subject knowledge. But at the same time, you're to see across those subjects and see how you develop the human being there.
The full interview with Ms. Holst can be found on the Education International website at www.ei-ie.org. I'm Seymourie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.